sorry, he said, stepping away from the rail and turning toward her. Didn't mean to wake you. Just needed to clear my head.
Maybe you should speak to the Jedi Council,
Bastila suggested.
They might be able to help.
You want me to ask the Council for help? He echoed. You must have had too much of the Corellian wine at dinner.
They owe you,
Bastila insisted.
If it weren't for you, Darth Malak would have destroyed the Republic, eliminated the Council, and all but wiped out the Jedi. They owe you everything.
Revan didn't answer right away. What she said was true. He had stopped Darth Malak and destroyed the Starforge. But it wasn't that simple. Malak had been Revan's apprentice. Against the wishes of the Council, the two had led an army of Jedi and Republic soldiers against Mandalorian raiders threatening colonies in the Outer Rim, only to return not as heroes, but as conquerors. Revan and Malak had both sought to destroy the Republic, but Malak had betrayed his master, and Revan had been captured by the Jedi Council, barely alive, his body and mind shattered. The Council had saved his life, but they had also stripped his memories and rebuilt him as a weapon that could be unleashed against Darth Malak and his followers.
The Council doesn't owe me anything, Revan whispered. All the good I've done can't balance out the evil that came before.
Bastila brought her hand up and put it gently but firmly over Revan's lips.
Don't talk like that. They can't blame you for what happened. Not anymore. You're not the same man you were. The Revan I know is a hero, a champion of the light. You redeemed me after Malak turned me to the dark side.
Revan reached up and wrapped his fingers around the delicate hand resting on his lips, then softly pulled it down.
Like you and the Council redeemed me.
Bastila turned away, and Revan instantly regretted his words. He knew she was ashamed of her involvement in his capture and her role in erasing his memory.
What we did was wrong. At the time, I thought we had no other choice, but if I had to do it over again, I...
No,
Revan said, cutting her off.
I wouldn't want you to change anything. If none of this had happened, I might never have found you.
She turned back to face him, and he could see the hurt and bitterness lingering in her eyes.
What the Council did to you wasn't right, she insisted. They took away your memories. They stole your identity.
It came back,
Revan assured her, pulling her close and wrapping his arms around her.
You have to let go of your anger.
She didn't fight his embrace, though she stood rigid at first. Then he felt the tension melting away from her body as she lowered her head onto his shoulder.
There is no emotion. There is peace,
she whispered, reciting aloud the same words Revan had sought solace in only a few minutes earlier. They stood there in silence, holding each other until Revan felt her shiver.
It's cold out here, he said. We should go back inside.
20 minutes later, Bastila was fast asleep. But Revan lay on the bed with his eyes open, staring at the ceiling. He was thinking about what Bastila had said about the Council taking his identity. As his mind had healed, many of his memories had returned, along with his sense of self. But he knew parts were still missing, possibly gone forever. As a Jedi, he knew the importance of letting go of bitterness and anger. But that didn't mean he couldn't still wonder about what he had lost. Something had happened to him and Malak beyond the Outer Rim. They had gone to defeat the Mandalorians, but they had returned as disciples of the dark side. The official story was they had been corrupted by the ancient power of the Starforge. But Revan suspected there was more to it, and he knew it had something to do with his nightmares. A terrible world of thunder and lightning, shrouded in perpetual night. He and Malak had found something. He couldn't remember what it was or where it was, but he feared it on a deep, primal level. Somehow, he knew that whatever the terrible secret might be, it was a threat far greater than the Mandalorian.